Hello, it's the 8th of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A police raid at three separate Bedford addresses has led to a number of drug-related arrests. Three males, aged 16, 17 and 18, were charged with the suspicion of possessing Class B drugs with intent to supply. In addition, equipment associated with the production and sale of drugs, along with designer clothing and cash, were also seized. The operation was part of an extensive probe focusing on the grooming of children and young adults as drug runners. Anne Goddard, a police constable with Beds Police, explained that drug dealers are often found to be exploiting children and young people to sell drugs and carry weapons. We are working to crack down on these crime types. The three teenagers have been released on bail, pending a trial date. An inquest into the death of a Luton-born music entrepreneur, James Edward, last February, has found that he died from cardiac arrhythmia caused by the use of recreational drugs. His mother, singer and television personality Brenda Edwards, made the announcement on Twitter. The 31-year-old was instrumental in the success of artists including Dave and Ed Sheeran. The Mall in Luton, where almost 400,000 shoppers visit every week, may be up for sale by its owner, Capital and Regional. Earlier this year, the shopping centre was reclassified on the company's books as held for sale managed asset. C&R purchased the property, which houses almost 160 stores, back in 2006. The price tag for the 900,000 square foot premises is £81 million. Green Earth Events will host the return of the Vegan Fair on Saturday the 18th of June. Vegan products, food and services, as well as music and live acts, will be included in the day's activities. The celebration will take place in Bedford's Harper Square. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.